The great father and son, alayhi masalam. The great father and son, alayhi masalam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Melanesian, we once again welcome you in our program, The Great Father and Son. In this program, we talk about Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam and the seed of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. Inshallah, today we'll be talking about in specific the preaching of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inshallah azza wa jal in this episode. Be with us from start to end, inshallah, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning from this program. Ask your family members, children to come sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and they can watch from start to end. We can learn inshallah and then we can follow the footsteps of our great pious predecessors inshallah azza wa jalla. Before we proceed towards our topic, let's make few good intentions. As I always remind you, because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahle Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before performing any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. Today we'll be talking about Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam's preaching, his dawah back. To know that, we need to understand what era was that, what kind of people they used to live in, what they used to worship, and then what did Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam preached? Now if we go to open the pages of the past and history, we come to know that following the footsteps of their forefathers, people they used to worship, idols, stars, and amongst these people were Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam's uncle Azar also. He also used to make idols and train them. Before we talk about the Dawah, let's learn about Namrud, the king of that very time. Namrud was the king in the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was a very powerful king. And he had been granted a vast empire by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, there have been four people who held dominion over the east and west. Right? They ruled over the world, east and west. Two were believers and two were disbelievers. The believers were Prophet Sulaiman bin Dawood alayhi salam and Sayyidina Dhulqarnain radiyallahu ta'ala an. Whereas the disbelievers were Namrud and Bakht Nasr. These four individuals whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted the empire of the whole world. Despite having such huge empire, Namrud showed pride, arrogance, and instead of thanking and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this favor, he transgressed to the extent that he claimed that he was God himself, astaghfirullah, na'aballah, and forced people to worship him. Various paranormal, unusual activities occurred at his hands. Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he states that at Namrud's gate, there was a tree without a shadow. When a person would come under the tree, it would cast a shadow that would cover him. When another person would come, it would expand to cover two people. Up to 100,000 people could remain under its shade. If the number reached 100,001, everyone would be exposed to the sun. Imam Feather states, he also had a pond that people would visit in the morning. Someone would pour a bowl of milk, another would pour a sherbet into it, and someone would pour honey. People would pour whatever they liked into the pond until it filled up And everything was mixed. Then whoever needed anything would dip his bowl into the pond and would get the same thing he had initially poured into it. This was a paranormal feat performed by a disbeliever, which is known as istidraj. And what a staunch disbeliever he was. Respecting those, it should be noted that these things happen through mastery in black magic or other hidden disciplines. It is also possible for some things to occur through scientific development. Anyhow, Namrud was the first person to place a crown on his head. His oppression and cruelty was such that due to fearing the downfall of his empire, he had thousands of infants killed upon. He had killed thousands of infants upon the advice of foretellers and astrologers. So this was the king Namrud, who claimed to be God. He forced people to worship him. People used to worship idols. People used to worship stars. And this was the time of ignorance. Now, Prophet Ibrahim, ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, who preached Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true belief and the true message which he was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he propagated to the people. In today's episode, this is what we're going to try to figure out and learn, the preaching of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Respecting viewers, when it comes to preach and invite people, we come to know that the Anbiya, the prophets, they preached their nation first. When Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam started preaching, he started with the people of his home. Hence, he alayhi salam said to his uncle Azar,
أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَا إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
Do you take idols as your gods? Indeed, I see you and your nation in clear misguidance. So this is how he addressed his own uncle. He invited them towards the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, he alayhi salatu wasalam presented proofs to his people regarding the existence and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was so that they would contemplate that as the entire world came into being from the non-existence and must perish. So he preached that everything which has been created is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of the things or people of this world can be worthy of worship. This is what he preached. Now, respective views of the nation, subhanallah, the istidlal and to prove his point of view, subhanallah, is amazing of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu salam. How he presented his dalail, his proofs to the people to convince them. He believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not need all these proofs whatsoever, but he used these logics to explain people, to make them understand. And how beautifully he did that, let's find out from the words of the Holy Quran.
فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ.
Then when the night spread darkness upon him, he saw a star and said, "Do you consider this to be my Lord?" Then when it disappeared, he said, "I do not like those that set." SubhanAllah. Now, when he saw the moon shining, he said, "Do you believe this to be my Lord?" So first he refuted this by saying that if these stars who you claim to be my Lord, how can it be my Lord when it sets, when it perishes, when it disappears? It cannot be my Lord. And then further, when he saw the moon shining, he said, "Do you believe this to be my Lord?" Hence, when the moon also set, he said, "If my Lord Azza wa Jal had not guided me, I would also have been amongst the misguided people like you." Meaning, then the next point was like the stars are small, moon is slightly bigger than the stars. So next thing was that if this moon is my Lord, do you think this is my Lord? How can it be? Because that moon also sets, disappears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Holy Quran, in these verses.
فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَئِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ.
When he saw the luminous moon, he said, "Do you call this my Lord?" When it became concealed, he said, "Had my Lord not guided me, then I would certainly be amongst the misguided." Those who consider the moon their deity were cautioned by this statement, because people used to worship the moon also. So they were cautioned by this statement. Here Islam declared them to be astray and stated that he was guided. The next morning, or on the morning of another day, when he saw that the sun had risen with all its splendor and brilliance, he said, "Do you think of this as my Lord? It is the biggest of them all. If the biggest cannot be my Lord, how can the small be?" Isn't it? Respectively, because sun also sets. When the sun also set, he said, "Oh my nation, I am displeased with these things that you ascribe as partners to Allah Almighty."
فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ.
Then when he saw the shining sun, he said, "Do you call this my Lord? This is greater than all of them." And when it set, he said, "O my nation, I'm free from those that you ascribe as partners to Allah." In this manner, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam proved that none of the planetary bodies, neither the smallest nor the biggest, are capable of being God. It is categorically wrong to consider any of them a deity. Furthermore, his salam was displeased with the nation engaging in polytheism. And this is how he tried to convince people and give the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message of Tawheed to people, that they should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not these things which perish, which finish, which disappear. How beautifully he did that. Respecting those of meditation, one point which should be noted is mentioned in Siratul Anbiya, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam's statements about the stars, moon and sun being God were uttered in order to encourage his people to think, right? It was to give them food of thought. These statements did not reflect his own beliefs. As clear proof for this is that the fact that he alayhi salam had of course seen the stars, moon and sun set even before to making these remarks, as it is proven from the Holy Quran itself that Allah Almighty had blessed him with righteousness, guidance, wisdom and intellect since his childhood. It is clear that he already understood these things based on these proofs and others. It is evident that he alayhi salam did not ever consider the sun, moon and stars to be deities. It is therefore understood that his remarks about the sun, moon and stars as God did not reflect his own beliefs. Rather, he was encouraging his people to contemplate, to think, to ponder. This matter is further clarified by the following verse stipulating what Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his nation after speaking about the sun, moon and star.
إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين.
I have turned my face, refraining from all falsehood, to the one who created the heavens and earth, and I'm not of the polytheists. This is also clear from this verse, subhanAllah, that whatever Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam did in order to prove the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was for the people to convince them, to give them food of thought, to give them a thought so that they could contemplate, to think. These were not his own beliefs. So respected viewers of Padani Shilm, this is how Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam tried to convince people of that time, and who were in ignorance, those they were worshipping Namrud, those they were worshipping idols, those they were worshipping stars, and he tried to convince them, he tried to give them message of Tawheed, he tried to give them message which he had received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was the message of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the only one to be worshipped, and there's none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can be worshipped. It is alone Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is worthy of worship. This is the message he tried to explain them to the people of that time. And very logically, in a very beautiful and best manner possible, he did so. Inshallah, in next episode, we'll try to continue this topic, which is the preaching of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, we'll find out that what did he command to the people to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, and what advice did he give to his own uncle in terms of tawheed, in terms of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and much more. Inshallah, keep watching Madani channel and keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
The great father and son, alayhim as-salam.